When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, my angels. Welcome back to another episode of Sex, Love, and What Else Matters with me and Luke.
Hey, baby.
Hi. We're a little tired.
You're tired.
I'm a little tired.
I just need to sleep.
What does that mean, even?
That means I'm aware of how many hours I'm going to get, so I'm going to lay down.
Oh, fair. I feel like I'm always just tired lately.
You have been sleeping.
I've been sleeping a lot,
A little more, yeah?
Sleeping in a little bit more. Thanks, Luke. We'll get to that. Being sleep-shamed by my boyfriend.
It's not sleep-shame. I said that very nicely, very politely.
You're sleep-shaming me. All right, let's start off then with a hashtag vent sesh, because this is just Luke and I. And we had some ideas. We have some guests lined up, but I was like, Luke, let's just be real. Let's just be honest. Let's just talk about what the flip has been going on lately as much as we can, because that's what I want to do with you guys. And that's why I wanted to start this podcast to begin with. It was like to take things into my own hands after being on reality television for so long and feeling like I didn't get to have my voice. So this is our voice. So we've been working on multiple projects together this summer, Luke and I. And obviously they're all very exciting. We can't talk about everything right now. Luke and I are both constant workhorses. And I don't know, babe, how would you explain it? Like, we just have like a different way of working. I think we're a really good balance. Like, I'm the creative flighty bird and you are like, you keep me in check. You're like the...
I try to create the structure.
The structure.
I mean, it's not my strongest suit. I like having some... Oh, hi, Jill. I like having some structure and creating it is something I'm getting better at, but that is definitely the balance that we have. Yeah. I'm the logic. You're the feelings.
That, yes. Luke is the logic. I'm the feelings. Are you guys shocked? Probably not. So we've been doing all these different projects because we love to like look towards the future, and our dogs are in the background right now. So that's what you're hearing. But you know what? This is real life.
Go lay down. Chill.
So within all these projects, I think that Luke and I always have, babe, I think we have like a really good balance. Yet one of the projects that we've been working on, even with our awesome balance and our good communication, it has not been going as swimmingly as we would like it to go. And I think we both agree on that. Like, we both agree that it's not going swimmingly, but we're not like against each other, right?
Yeah, it's a little different than what we anticipated. And
yeah.
A different kind of struggle than we anticipated.
Yeah.
But we're getting through it.
So I feel like for the first time, like we were talking today about, you know, recording, and I was like, you know what it is? It's like this, are we thriving? Are we just surviving? And I think it's a little bit of both. And I think it's a really interesting concept to talk about within our relationship. And I've talked to other friends and their relationships about that, because I think, Luke, like we thrive so hard in our relationship and we really put in the effort, but sometimes with, you know, outside forces or certain projects, I feel like at times I'm just like surviving. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. I mean, I think that's a natural ebb and flow of life in relationships. Is there are times you just got to keep your head down and get through it. And there are times where you want to take in every second because you're thriving and everything is going great. And so, you know, it's part of that natural ebb and flow. And at the moment we're getting through it.
Yeah. My ass is trying to keep my head afloat. If I'm going to be honest, it's like keeping my head above water.
We can see the light at the end of the tunnel, though.
It's peeking through. It's peeking through. And I think also because we work together, we play together, and I think that's something that we both love to do because I do love our balance. It also just becomes difficult because we are so different.
So the summer has been definitely some new experiences for me, not living in California. Well, this summer I've been living in California.
Yeah, however, you've been here like 6 weeks now, almost 2 months.
7 weeks.
You've been
now.
Here about 2 months, like straight.
Yeah.
Which is a lot for you.
It is a lot, considering the majority of my possessions and, you know, the things I've been building up to in my life are all in Colorado for the most part. I have a wonderful girlfriend here. I have my lovely dog. I've got my clothes, my shoes, and a set of golf clubs.
And we have a roof over our head. And we have some amazing friends.
We have
to remind ourselves to be grateful. But you know what, y'all? It's been kind of a fucking shitstorm. So speaking of shitstorms, I'm going to step away from that for a moment and talk to you guys about our weekend. Holy mother F, what were we thinking? So let's back up. Our friend Kyle Chan, who we are in love with, who we are obsessed with, who is like Luke's like main man, like your main, I don't want to speak for you, but like your main friend of your own, like out here in LA, right?
He's the guy I do the most, like I do the most stuff with out here. We've been to 2 reptile conventions now where I got my gecko at the first one.
Oh yeah. Did we tell you guys we have a gecko? We have a gecko now. It's great.
Kristen rolls her eyes.
No,
anyway,
he's wonderful. I just find it really hard to be emotionally like attached to Bronx, but you know what? He's adorable and he's growing on me. I'm just like a dog lady.
For sure.
But
Kyle's
wonderful.
Yeah. So Kyle's great. We play ping pong, pickleball. I don't know. He invites me out. He's a great guy all around. Sometimes just go hang out at the jewelry store.
And congratulations, Kyle Chan. We love you so much. Kyle had this amazing party in San Francisco with Gold Bar Whiskey. And Vanderpump Rules was filming. Luke and I went as guests and just decided, you know what? We're going to go on a whim. It is worth it. We're here to support Kyle. Let's just, you know, it's an hour flight. No big deal. So Luke and I arrived to San Francisco at 3:30 p.m. on said Friday. Well, we're supposed to catch this ferry at 6:10 p.m. We get to the hotel at 4:30, and now we have like, you know, an hour 40 minutes till we have to be at the ferry. So we're like, no big deal. We got this. We can get ready super fast. Just so you guys know, Luke, please attest to this. I'm the kind of bitch that can get ready real fast.
Usually.
Clothes take me the longest, typically.
Yeah, you have to try on 12 outfits, but you can do your makeup and
hair
quick.
But I have my outfit ready. So this, I tried to get ready as quickly as possible. We miss the fucking ferry.
By seconds. I was running down there and I saw them close the gate.
15 seconds.
I was at the gate with my hands on it as the engines fired up and it drove off.
And our flight had so much turbulence, we weren't even allowed to have water.
Okay, enough with complaining. But
no, it's not complaining. I'm just saying, my point is that we not only survived this, we thrived through it. Because typically I can be one where little things make me kind of freak out, where I'm like, oh God, what else? What now? But we were just like, this is hysterical. What else? Come on, God, bring it to us. Let's go, universe. What else you got for us?
We already had a plan B in place. You can drive here.
Correct.
The ferry was just going to be a cool experience being out on the water. I love being on the water. And Kristen and I have spent very, very little time together on the water,
yeah,
which I'd like to do more
of. It was
of.
More just like, we're only here for a short period of time. Basically, we land at 3:30. Our flight leaves at 10 a.m. the next day. So we're like, we're going to have the best time. Who cares about all the hiccups? I'm not complaining, babe. I'm saying lots of hiccups along the way. So we get to the party. The party is just a blast. So proud of Kyle. And then there was the viral video that all of y'all saw. We were there. We're in said video. But you guys, I'm going to tell you right now, I have no idea what the fuck was happening. Everyone, I've gotten all the DMs, the comments, the tagged. I have no idea. All I know is that was a friend of Kyle's. I'm pretty sure he was just super drunk. And he threw a champagne bottle, then a glass of water, and then a chair was picked up.
No, it was a wine glass.
What?
What he threw second was a wine glass.
Well, he threw like, he didn't throw the glass. He like chucked the
liquid. No, it was
liquid.
Glass. No, the liquid flew out as he threw it, but he threw the glass.
Oh shit. I don't know. I just watched the video. I was standing there, but I can't see that far. Anyway, homeboy was just wild. Maybe just drunk. Who knows? I don't know if he had a vendetta. I have no idea. But as far as like, I'll just give you my opinion. I am not on Vanderpump Rules, but I've gotten all these texts and people being like, oh my God, was it staged for the show? Or like, who told, you know, no, this was not, that's not true. So I'm going to just like break the news here. This was not staged for anything. We're not sure what happened.
No one would have a guy throwing glass bottles. This was not sugar glass. Not have someone throwing glass and breaking it in a group of over 100 people. That wouldn't be happening as a stage thing.
Yeah. But it was just wild. I did hear some like rumblings from people that he was this person. And no offense to the dude. And I'm sure you're a great guy. We're not talking shit, whatever. But I did hear rumblings of him trying to kind of like, you know, grab, like be in front of the camera or like go up to cast members on Vanderpump and things like that. So I think there was like a bit of annoyance, but maybe he was just like a little overserved. Maybe he like drank himself before he even got there. Everyone's like, woo, party. Yeah. Who knows? But that's what we experienced. It wasn't a setup, but it was fucking wild. Cold turkey may be great on sandwiches, so I hear, but there's a better way to break your bad habits. We're not talking about some weird mind voodoo from your crazy neighbor either. We're talking about our sponsor, Fume, and they look at the problem in a different way. Not everything in a bad habit is wrong, so instead of drastic, uncomfortable change, why not just remove the bad from your habit? Fume is an innovative, award-nominated device that does just that. Instead of electronics, Fume is completely natural. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. And instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses all natural, delicious flavors. You get it. Instead of bad, Fume is good. It's a habit you're free to enjoy and makes replacing your bad habit easy. Your Fume comes with an adjustable airflow dial and is designed with movable parts and magnets for fidgeting, giving your fingers a lot to do, which is helpful for de-stressing and anxiety while breaking your habit. I don't even know what to talk about first. The taste, the feel, the look. The first time I tried it, it was way more flavorful than I thought and felt very fresh. It was also fun to fidget with. I'm even fidgeting with it right now. Guys, I'm a fidgeter. Stopping is something we all put off because it's hard, but switching to Fume is easy, enjoyable, and even fun. Fume has served over 100,000 customers and has thousands of success stories, and there's no reason that that can't be you. Join Fume in accelerating humanity's breakup from destructive habits by picking up the Journey Pack today. Head to tryfume.com and use code DOTY to save 10% off when you get the Journey Pack today. That's tryfume.com and use code DOTY to save an additional 10% off of your order today. Are you tired of spending endless hours and a small fortune at the nail salon? Well, I've got some exciting news for you. Introducing Olive & June, your new go-to for all things nails. Olive & June is a game changer in the world of nail care. Olive & June has everything you need to achieve salon-quality nails in the comfort of your own home. Picture this, a luxurious at-home manicure that's easy, fun, and oh so stylish. Olive & June offers a range of stunning nail polish shades that are long-lasting and chip-resistant, so your nails will look fantastic for days on end. Here's the best part. Olive & June isn't just a brand, it's a community. Their Instagram is a treasure trove of nail inspiration, tips, and tricks. Plus, their customer reviews speak volumes about the quality and love they pour into every product. So whether you're into classic, bold, or trendy nails, Olive & June has got you covered. Say goodbye to those pricey salon visits and hello to affordable, stunning nails that you can flaunt everywhere you go. Ever since I got my Manny system, I absolutely do not miss driving to appointments, and it legitimately looks salon quality. And I did it myself. So right now, Olive & June is offering an exclusive deal for our listeners. Visit oliveandjune.com/Doty for 20% off your first Olive & June system. That's oliveandjune.com/Doute for 20% off your first Olive & June system. So we have the crazy flight. We miss the ferry. We jump in an Uber. We get to the party. The party's beautiful. So proud of Kyle. Homeboy has the guest guy has a fucking meltdown and starts throwing chairs and champagne bottles and shit. And then we're like, there's an after party. Our flight leaves at 10 a.m. We agree. Let's go back to the hotel, put the cozies on. Let's get some food.
And guess where Kristen wanted to go?
Where I begged.
Begged as much as I tried to veto the decision. We went to Applebee's in San Francisco when we're there for less than...
There's a country song about Applebee's.
Yeah.
That's how good Applebee's is.
He doesn't say Applebee's in San Francisco. I'm certain that there's a big difference from an Applebee's in Indiana, Kentucky, Tennessee than an Applebee's in San Francisco.
That's because you don't live in San Francisco.
All I'm saying is if I'm in San Francisco for one day, I would like to eat seafood or something local, not a national chain. That we have to take 16 flights of stairs to get up to the level it's on.
And I have a video to prove this.
It's a pretty funny
video. But listen, Ariana was like, yo, we're putting on cozies and we're going to Applebee's. And I'm like, girl, All I want is a side salad with French fries and ranch and some cheese sticks. I'm there. So, Luke, thank you for sacrificing your San Francisco seafood for us to walk to an Applebee's.
For your iceberg lettuce with
it was so fucking
shredded
good.
Cheese
it was
and
so
ranch.
Fucking good. And then I ordered another one to go, and I took it on the flight the next day.
You bet you did. You certainly did.
Listen, it was well worth it, and I appreciate your sacrifice. And we made it as a couple. Not only did we survive said trip, we thrived.
I think we made the best of the situation.
Yeah.
In that multiple
kind of,
cases.
That kind of broke me in other relationships I've been in, like missing the ferry, running, being like, oh, fuck, now we have to take another really expensive Uber just to go over a bridge. Like in past relationships, those tiny little things that we're talking about could have broke me. And I would have been like, oh my God, this is the end of the world. Now we're fighting. Rawr. But we were like, fuck it, let's run. My broken toe and my giant platform gold heels, I ran as fast as I could as well. It was a fucking great time.
It was a good time.
We were gone for roughly 18 hours, but it was a great time.
And I think literally from the time we left the apartment to when we got back was under 22 hours.
Yes, we fucking killed it. And let me also remind you, despite this project where we are working on that hasn't been going swimmingly, we put together an IKEA dresser and we thrived. I had so much fun with you that day. So you guys, we moved into a new apartment and my friend Chanel with Home on Point, shout out, came over with all of her girls and helped us move in and like, you know, made all these labels and like organized everything for us. And we had just bought this dresser from IKEA and we're like, okay, Luke and I are going to put this dresser together. And my girlfriend walks in who is married, pregnant with her third child. And she literally went, oh my God, you guys are couple goals. You're not fighting at all. Like if you can survive this, you can survive anything. And did you not have fun? I had fun.
Yeah. I like building stuff. I mean,
you didn't have fun.
No, I did. I like the satisfaction of completing a project like that. And that
I had fun, TBH.
That's great. I mean, it was a great day altogether. That day was fantastic. I will say that. And IKEA stuff is kind of my jam. I like the challenge. It's like as an adult,
I mean, IKEA
it's better
stuff
than
being anyone's jam is weird because you don't have to like do anything except for like build lights like Legos for like
that's
adults.
Where I was going before you cut me off. I was saying it's like an adult Lego set. I get to build it and then it's like has utility instead of just something really cool to look at.
Yeah, it's awesome. Really beautiful. So anyway, I'm basically kind of being like a see you next Tuesday. Like I'm being a little bit of a cunt by like giving us an applause and a pat on the back by saying, I'm really proud of us because I'm an anxious person. I'm sure as you people know, all of our fun listeners, I have anxiety. I battle with depression. I definitely have like mental shit going on. Luke is not the same. I am typically a high functioning anxious person, but lately I've been like a low functioning anxious person. And I think that something we've gone through with like, not to be like, oh, let's get a little deep and dark, but you know, to balance out like all the fun we've been having, I really applaud you, Luke, for handling and thriving like with our relationship through that. Because have you ever been with anyone with like major anxiety the way I have? Because this is like, even my anxiety right now is very new to me because I haven't experienced it in a few years.
So it's a little different, this, than some other anxiety I've seen. Mm. But thank you for the compliment, baby.
Yeah, I love you.
I wouldn't say it's been totally thriving. I certainly feel like I'm out of my element here. I have been, my head and shoulders have been above water, but I wouldn't say I've been sprinting across land.
I just think we've been thriving through it.
We're doing great, babe.
We have moments of survival, but I think we've also been thriving.
Yeah. I mean, we've gotten over some major humps. Getting into this apartment specifically was way too long a process. But we did it. We're here.
We've had a lot of fucking obstacles. True. So many obstacles in like an 8-week period of time. But I want to pat us both on the back, especially you, because we've just been like trying to communicate through it. And like when I am anxious and I'm like, oh, just give up then, Luke, just give up. Fuck it. And you're like, no, babe, that's not what we do. You know, we don't do that. We're going to talk about it. We're going to sit down and we're going to talk about it. And it might be hard, but we're going
to
do it.
I've been trying to make you talk more mm-hmm. because you like to clam up when I'm like, hey, we got to talk about something real. And you're like, oh no, this is going to be bad.
Yeah.
Oh no. So are you breaking up with me?
Yeah.
It's always like your first thought and then yeah. you spiral and
it's like
your
brain. Don't say spiral.
Sorry, not spiral. Your mind goes to worst case scenario.
It does.
That's what I mean.
It's like a fight, flight, or freeze is where I tend to go. I think because of triggers and trauma in my past and not being able to see what's clearly in front of me. But when we're at home in our space with our dogs and we're like have a moment to be at peace, I can see what's right in front of me. And then I can see the future and that what's going on currently does not mean the forever that's ahead of us.
Exactly. And I feel like my role is to try to keep our common future goal and priorities just like at the forefront because, you know, what I was telling you today, actually, I know that I can't completely empathize with what you feel. I know that you feel things on a different level than what I do. Mm-hmm. Like your emotions are just more heightened and
skyrocket.
And the way it affects you is something that I've never experienced besides like, you know, major tragedies, mm-hmm. losing my dog and losing my grandpa and things like that. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I've experienced some pretty intense emotions, but yeah, some things really hit you hard and I'm doing what I can to support and try to keep those priorities in perspective. That's it. Mm-hmm. Like these are the things that matter the most and keeps us working toward that final goal.
Yeah. And I think what we're both learning too is that although we've been together a year, like I've said before, it feels like 10 years at times in the best way possible.
Doesn't sound like a good way to most people.
Well, I know that. And I know people, but it's like, I feel like I've known you my whole life at times, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Not like, oh, we've only known each other like what? How long? Just over a year. 14 months.
15.
It doesn't, who's counting? But it doesn't feel like that. It feels like I've known you my whole life a lot of the times and I trust you more than I trust anyone and I love you more than I've ever loved anyone. And it's more exciting for me than it is scary, which I think is such like a wonderful relief and like such a beautiful thing. So it can be a little bit terrifying at times when I feel these past triggers, the things people have seen on Vanderpump Rules, the crazy Kristen, quote unquote, the reactions instead of the responses, and people kind of triggering me or things that I can't control outside of me and that we're working through them because it's like not something I'm proud of. It's difficult to talk about, but I felt like in this episode of this podcast, the only thing I could do was just be real. Otherwise, I was going to bullshit my way through it and like interview someone about something, even though this was what was on my mind. And I feel like a lot of couples go through things like this. So I don't know. I thought it was kind of important to talk about.
I agree. And something else, you know, as soon as we wrap up one or two of these projects this summer, we go right into another project.
Mm-hmm. That we're really excited about
and we are going to do in Colorado. Mm-hmm. It's going to be awesome. And we'll have a lot more about that for you in the future.
I thought you were going to say more freedom, which is also
true. Oh, we have
true.
A shit ton more freedom. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like this is our project. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Along with Greg and Rachel, obviously. Yeah.
We just have a lot coming up. So really excited. But again, I think the working and playing together and living together, it can be very taxing at times, but it's like, how do you get through it together? And the fact that we are learning, because I feel like people around us are like married and they have babies and all this stuff. And they're like, oh my God, you guys are like so in your honeymoon phase. You're in your honeymoon phase. You don't know the struggles. You don't know. Well, it's like, well, that's not really fair to say. I'm 40 years old. I have been in many long-term relationships. I don't know what it's like to be a mom yet, but I do know what it's like to have a long-term relationship and to lose love and to be in love. And that says a lot about our relationship that, you know, we're constantly growing. And speaking of that, I'll preface this with, no, I'm not announcing some pregnancy or anything, you guys. But it's, I think, another stressor that I've had on me that has reflected on Lucas because of my age. Of course, like, I've not been silent about the fact that I want a baby. Like, I would love to be a mother. I'm so vocal about that. I always have been. And so for you women out there or men that are thinking about or going through the same thing, at 40, I have chosen at this point to not freeze my eggs because I've waited so long and I've seen what my friends have gone through and the emotional like turmoil that it's put them through at times. So, Luke, I love and appreciate you for going with me to my last OB appointment.
That was a first for me.
That was a first for me as well. I've, you know, that shows like the seriousness of like our love and our in our companionship and commitment to each other. But it was really cool having you there so you could just kind of, you know, we've talked about we would love a family one day. We would love to have, you know, a future one day, like blah, blah, blah.
Well, obviously, we have a future right now.
Well, of course. I'm sorry.
Yes, we both want to have a family. We want to have two kids.
But
no,
we're very...
No white picket fence, but we want a lake or some water in the back, you know, with a dock and a boat.
That could be a picket fence or not a picket fence.
It could be a fence, but whatever. Room for the dogs to run, water for me to play in.
Yes.
And the kids.
And the kids. So... We are not dumb to the fact that Luke is 32 and I'm 40. So he probably has great swimmers. Me, you know, I keep up on my health. I want to make sure everything's okay. So we decided to go to the OB appointment together and we found out really great news. Everything looks awesome.
Kristen's fertile myrtle, if that's what you're trying to say.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to cry. So I'm very excited to give that news, and we don't know what we're going to do with that in this current point in time.
But we know what, we just don't know when.
Okay, fair. We do know what we're going to do with that. I think we all know what we're going to do with that. It's not in the butthole.
Sex, love, and what else matters?
We're going to do sex, love. We're going to do sex, love for sure. Mm-hmm. But I'm very excited about that, and so that was like a huge weight, like an elephant lifted off of my shoulders.
Yeah, we can start saving money, not buying condoms anymore.
We don't buy condoms.
Okay.
You're such a liar.
Look, I'm just trying to keep this a little
bit. We do believe in safe sex, and we definitely used to use condoms, just so you guys know. so that's just kind of like catching you guys up and like what we've been going through. And I feel like a lot of people can connect to the difficulties in communication, even when we actually have, I do think amazing communication, but we've just been flubbing a little bit lately. So I thought it was the best thing to do is just to be like true and honest and real and have a hashtag vent sesh. Is there anything you want to hashtag vent sesh about, babe? Or what else has been going on?
So that dresser that we built is actually my dresser. I officially have a dresser in California now.
That's true.
A dresser, a gecko, a dog, golf clubs. Slowly accumulating.
You have a closet.
I'm slowly, sort of.
You have a closet. You just have clothes in both closets.
I have a portion of a closet.
You have a portion of two closets. Thank you very much.
That don't add up to one closet.
Okay, fair. I have a lot more clothes than you do.
Oh, man.
Stupid.
Mm-hmm. There's just a lot more space in Colorado. You know, 70 acres worth of closets, 2 million square feet. I think we can definitely keep all your stuff and mine there. What do you think?
Well, I am very excited that once we wrap a couple of these projects up that we don't need to be in California for, to go to Colorado with you, to go back home to Indiana and to Michigan and kind of like take a break for a minute. 100%. And I think that is like the give and take, the compromise of being in a relationship, you know, is just really going like, what is the most important? And then how can we compromise?
So wait, are you saying
time?
You're going to spend 2 months straight with me in Colorado now?
And we'll see.
Is that where we're going?
We'll see.
Okay.
I'm just talking about compromise. I'm talking about the give and take, the push and pull, and then making the choices that benefit our family as a whole and how we can make that work, being that we've been a long distance relationship for the last year.
Yes, I completely agreed. I would love for our travels to be done more together. And I 100% believe that for successful relationships, your relationship and your partner and your family need to be priority number one. Like your friends obviously are another priority. I just personally think that the relationship has to come first. You know, you're going to miss some things. There's going to be some FOMO at times, but the commitment that you need to show to each other. Like I miss stuff. I missed plenty of family events in Indiana. I miss friends stuff in Colorado to be here with you. Mm-hmm. There's sacrifices that are always made when you're pursuing something great.
Like I'm great.
We're great.
We're great. And I'm great.
And you're pretty awesome.
You're pretty awesome too. Oh, we're so cute. No, but for real, guys. Okay, enough of the bullshit. But yeah, I think that's just something that Luke and I are really learning right now that I just wanted to kind of like vent and discuss about is that, yeah, it may appear like we're in this honeymoon phase, but, you know, we're hitting some real heavy and some real honest conversations as of late and getting through them. And there have been some tears and there have been some like disagreements, but it's all about communication at the end of the day. And seeing the bigger picture. And something that I've also learned lately is in the thoughts of building a family, a good friend of ours told us, like, it takes a village to raise a family, right?
Yeah. Yeah. At least, yeah. Whatever your village is, whether it is
but your it takes a village,
family, not, friends,
not
whatever
like
it is.
A whole state. So you're allowed to make said village smaller.
Your village should be smaller. No one has 12 super close friends that are involved in a weekly basis in their family. Maybe not no one, but I'd say 99% of people with families with young children don't have 10 other people involved in the friend group involved in their life on a weekly basis.
Yeah. And so that's something that I'm learning because I'm a really social person. And I've noticed, I talked about this actually with Maggie Lawson on our podcast and also on her podcast about me time. And I said my me time is typically like social time because I thrive off of being social with people and being around my friends. But what I've noticed as of late, as Luke and I are truly discussing our future and children and a family, is that I have decided that I think my circle needs to get a little bit smaller and my trust needs to be higher within the smaller group rather than sort of, you know, just sprinkling my trust around to every single person that I was ever friends with. So I don't know. This is just like adulting type shit. And I'm 40, but, you know, adulting is different for everybody.
It's a little slower development in LA, I gotta say.
You think so?
I know so. Come on. I've seen enough here. It's slower development in Los Angeles. Anyway.
And what I've noticed as of late is that my me time has shifted. I definitely have a small handful of friends that I run to where I say, I need to go to Venice Beach. I need to hang out with this best friend. This is my me time. Luke, if you need to go golf or go be with this friend or whatever, and we're like, cool, 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 right? But I've noticed as of late, other than those things, my me time is like, I want to be at home. I want to work. I want to discuss like creativity. I want to cuddle with our dogs. I want to sleep. I want to lay in bed in a positive way. Step into a world of nonstop action on DraftKings Casino. Play the classics like blackjack, roulette, and slots. Plus, enjoy exclusive games you can't find anywhere else. Right now, new customers can get a deposit match up to $100 in casino credits when you deposit $5 or more. All you have to do is sign up, select the offer, make your deposit, and start playing from a full suite of games. Your way is the only way to play on DraftKings Casino. Play online, on your time, in your space, and within your means. It's safe, secure, and reliable, so you can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you're ready. Download the DraftKings Casino app now, sign up with promo code DOTY, and new customers get a deposit match up to $100 in casino credits when you deposit $5 or more. Only on DraftKings Casino with promo code DOTY. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia. Please play responsibly. In partnership with Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races in West Virginia. All games regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. 21 and over. Physically present in Connecticut, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia only. Void in Ontario. One per opted-in new customer. Minimum $5 deposit. Max match $100 in casino credits, which require one-time playthrough within 7 days. See terms at casino.draftkings.com/playerschoice. Restrictions apply. What I've learned that lowers anxiety from you is sex. TBH. Because, listen, I'm one to say that I like to smoke a little J before I go to bed sometimes. And we were in San Francisco. We didn't have a joint. And Luke just said, well, let's just have sex. That was the best sleep I have ever had. Maybe ever.
You did. And you fell asleep. We both woke up completely naked. So no one.
And so happy. And then we've just been like bunny rabbits ever since. So I think that that sparked a little something, something in me too, is like taking that little break away, even for one day that we went to San Francisco and stayed in a hotel, even though there was so much chaos around us, we came back to the hotel, we ate our Applebee's, sorry, babe, but we did. And then we just had sex and then we went to bed and we woke up cuddling and touching, and also the hugging rule. I may have talked about this on our podcast before, but I read this thing online. I don't know if it's true or not, but it was like, it takes 4 hugs a day just to like survive. And then it was like 7 to something or other, and like 12 hugs to like really thrive.
Like 7 to maintain and 12 to thrive, or 12 to, yeah,
to feel your best. So now when I feel sad, I just say, I need a hug. And then today when I came home from working on a project, I was like, Luke, I am just, I'm kind of fucking losing it right now. I'm feeling like I'm going to have a breakdown. I'm going to cry. I just feel like I'm going to cry. And Luke was like, just come home. I have a big hug waiting for you. And it made me feel a lot better.
Good. You didn't even tell me that.
Yeah.
Didn't, you know, I've been trying to hug you more since I started coming out here.
I know, you do such a good job, because it really does change things. Like, I never really thought I was a physical touch, love languagey person, but there's a difference between like where my brain was thinking physical touch, like hand in my thigh going for the vajayjay, where I'm like, that's not going to make me feel better right now. Okay, bro. But a really nice hug is like, holy fuck, my endorphins are on fire. Holy shit. Let's go.
What's my first reaction whenever you're kind of losing it? Like when you're like freaking out about something that's not going right on a bad day?
I say, come here. Like, yeah, come here.
Come here.
You go, oh, come here. It's so cute.
Come here.
Yeah, that's what your voice sounds like. You go, babe, come here. I'll give you a hug.
It's more like, hey, baby.
Actually, Luke does say, hey, baby. And I'm like, if you ever say that again, I'm never having sex with you again. But until the next time. I don't know, babe, is there anything else on your mind? We're losing steam, guys, and I'm sorry for this, but when you know, once all this shit comes out about all these projects, you're going to be like, oh, I get it now. And again, I just wanted to be legit and real with you, because we do have some really fucking amazing guests lined up. Really amazing. Including you, Michael Rappaport. I'm going to call you out right now, because Michael Rappaport is coming on the pod soon, and that's going to be hysterical and a blast.
I can't wait for it.
As well as Kirill, aka the Slut Whisperer himself, with his girlfriend, who is one of my amazing friends here in LA, and plenty more to come. But it's just today I felt like we just kind of needed to vent and shoot the shit and be straight up honest about what the fuck we've been going through, because we were really, well, I'll say I was really struggling with podcasting this week, because I'm like, my brain's about to explode. I'm relaunching James May. We're throwing a party this week in like 2 days. So we just have a lot of fun stuff coming up, and babe, I love you and thank you for being my best friend. And yeah.
Of course, honey, don't give up when the going gets tough. That's all. We got to just keep our heads down.
When
and
the
keep
going gets
pushing.
Tough, keep going. What are you, Tom Schwartz? It's just the way the cookie crumbles. You know what I mean, Dodie?
I like cookies. Do you have some? Did you bake me cookies, babe?
It was such a Schwartzism of you. He just gives those dumb, quippy. Also, okay. Shout out. I want to just give a last minute shout out to Tom Schwartz.
If you want.
Tom Schwartz's blonde hair. Shout out to my girl, Lena, who does my extensions, for giving Tom Schwartz that hot blonde hair. I was talking about it today and I was like, that's a fucking look, man. He's looking good these days. Good for him.
Good for you, Schwartz. Miss you, buddy.
There's your Vander T, guys. All right, my loves. We love you guys so much. All of you might not be excited about football season, but I damn know well you're excited about Bachelor in Paradise. So as soon as Bachelor in Paradise starts, as well as The Golden Bachelor, Luke and I are going to be recapping both of them. So you're going to get that extra episode. I'm so sorry we quit on the Vanderpump recaps. We might come back to them, but it just felt like maybe not the right time to go into season 2. You know what I mean? Season 2 really wasn't for me.
We just didn't need any added stress, and Kristen reliving that would have definitely created additional stress. I do believe I will convince her to go back to it at some point.
100%.
But for now, that is on hold, so we can get our zen back and get back in the groove.
Yeah, for sure, babe. I like that. Love you guys so much. Super stoked to talk to you next week. And definitely email us, DM us, as always. We love hearing your comments, questions, all of the above. And you guys are the tits, and just keep making love and having sex and doing whatever else matters.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Talk to you next week. Bye.
Make sure to follow us on social media. You can follow me on all platforms at Kristen Doty, and follow Luke on Instagram at Luke_Broderick. Be sure to click the subscribe button so you can stay up to date with new episodes every single Wednesday. Thanks for listening. See you next week.